Have churches been affected by the recession?
Hugely, in an amazing
less contribution.
Lower contributions. Some of them are seeing higher attendance. It depends on the area you live in.
Higher attendance.
Less contributions.
Look, people, I've been telling y'all for a long time. These prosperity pimps are only out here to get your money. Now that we're in this so-called recession, times is hard, and people are losing their jobs and everything they own. Here we have Jakes basically saying contributions are low. Contributions are low? Wait a minute. I thought that, you know, if you sow a seed and you believe God for a harvest, that you'll get this overflow of 100-fold blessings and return. You see, people, the prosperity gospel is a sham. It's a joke. It's a business. Now, the so-called churches are feeling the effects of what's going on in the economy, because there's no such thing, ladies and gentlemen, as sow a seed and you'll reap a harvest. Let's listen to more of this madness.
And some are getting lower attendance. It depends on the demographics.
Demographics? Are you kidding me? So wait a minute. Churches are keeping tabs on you people to see which area is sowing the most or giving the most contributions to churches, and they have this all documented in some file cabinet somewhere where they can determine which area is hit the most. People, I'm telling you, it has always been about the money. The church is nothing but a business place, and when the economy is facing turmoil and hard times due to this recession, you're going to have these church leaders, they're going to come up and they're going to start to cry out because they realize the money is not coming in the way it used to. They've been so used to telling you people to sow a seed, believe God for a harvest, 100-fold return, this is your year of the breakthrough. If you have a need, sow a seed. And now he's talking about places that are hit hard, lack of contributions. People, you have to wake up and understand. This man, T.D. Jakes, is a pimp. He's a pimp daddy preacher. He's a child of the devil, and the Most High gonna deal with him. Because he been robbing you people blind, he been promising you people a bunch of lies, he been selling books on prosperity, and he is very much into your money. That is what he's concerned with. He's not concerned with your soul. I don't care what he say, he will talk and make you people believe that he's here for you. But the bottom line is your money. Let's continue.
If you're in Detroit or Cleveland or areas that are hard hit, the churches are hard hit too. The church is no more than the people that are in it.
Oh.
Give me a break, man. How in the world he gonna compare himself or the people that's in the church from like preachers? In other words, if the people are hit with hard times and, you know, they're struggling, then it's affecting like T.D. Jakes and the Creflo Dollars and all of these other people. That's bologna sandwiches, man. These preachers are not affected in any way. Why? They got your money. These preachers are loaded. They're filled up, man. Their bank accounts are fat. They got book deals, record labels, all sorts of different things that's generating millions and millions of dollars yearly. While you people are living from paycheck to paycheck and about to lose your job. Some of you are about to lose your home, and you can't go to T.D. Jakes and say, hey, Jakes, man, yo, could you help me out with my mortgage? They're gonna kick me out. They're gonna take my property. You think he's gonna help you? You think he's gonna do anything for you? No, he's gonna tell you, sow a seed and believe God. Oh, really, please.
We have a Twitter question. What does T.D. Jakes preach more? Why does T.D. Jakes preach more about prosperity and material things than having a personal relationship with God? Is that true?
First of all, it isn't true. The first time I found out I was a prosperity preacher, I read it. Nobody thought that.
Talk about prosperity.
No, not largely. I do mention it. It's a part of what I preach, but it's not a focal point.
T.D. Jakes is one of the biggest liars out there, man. This man is a major prosperity preacher. And if you notice, ladies and gentlemen, he's trying to distance himself from the prosperity doctrine. Notice that. You see, ladies and gentlemen, these devils realize that due to the fact that the recession is hitting everybody and people are feeling the pinch in their pockets. People are losing jobs. Times is rough. He's trying to distance himself from the prosperity message so that no one won't come against him like they would a Creflo Dollar or, you know, any of the other pimps that's out there like Kenneth Copeland and all of them. He's trying to distance himself in a smooth way. But listen, all of you out there who know about this man, you know he's full of crap. You know he's lying. He's lying right through his teeth, right on Larry King, lying right in his face. This man talk about prosperity all the time. He writes books dealing with prosperity, on have business seminars on how to prosper and prosper in business, and constantly talking about sowing seeds and pimping on TBN. He be doing all sorts of stuff about prosperity, and he's talking about only 5% of his sermons is about prosperity. This guy's a liar, man.
Less than about maybe 5% of my sermons are about
Should money and materialism have anything to do with the church?
It has something to do with the people. It has something to do with every part of our life and society, but it's not a focal point in my ministry.
He said it's not a focal point in his ministry. Well, let's take a look at the evidence and let's see if T.D. Jakes, the man who loves everyone, don't talk about prosperity and materials and possession. Let's take a look. Roll the tape.
But Bishop, you didn't say anything about giving. Well, brother, sister, you wasn't listening. Because if you will obey the Lord and just sow what you have, don't argue about that figure he spoke. Just sow it by faith. Because what you need God to do, that amount of money won't pay for. $1,000 wouldn't even pay for this. No. This is way past that. There ain't nothing but a stick. For what you believe in God to do, that's just a stick. Throw that stick in the water and stand by the banks and wait. That actually it is coming back to you. Don't just call us when you sow. Write us when you reap. Tell them, I don't even know who that big old country black preacher in the blue suit was. But he was jumping around sweating and hollering, and the power of God touched me. And I just obeyed God. And everything that I thought I lost came back to me. I want you to tell us your testimony. Because as sure as I'm standing here tonight, God is going to turn it around. Hey! And if you just reach in and receive it, the blessing is yours. The business is yours. The property. I said the property. I said the property is yours. I don't care what they say on the title deed. God said the property is already yours. And all you gotta do.
All you gotta do is give them your bank account number. That's all you gotta do. Sow your seed and believe for a harvest. Typical of what you hear from these prosperity preachers. As you can see, T.D. Jakes was on TBN pimping as usual, like all of those people on the trash broadcasting network. All they do is just pimp 24/7, asking you for your money and promising you that you're going to get some blessing, some house, a car. It's all about materials. You don't see him talking about having a nice wife, having blessed children, having all of that stuff. They major in prosperity in the financial area. That's what it's all about. Let's continue.
And I was saying what has been a focal point for me was ministering to hurting people. In almost every tape that has been, I did a message called Woman Thou Art Loosed.